While the herring spawn in Sitka Sound may have peaked over the weekend, some communities around Southeast should just now be seeing hemlock branches covered with herring eggs delivered via Saner to their villages.
We've got pretty much a full hatch of trees, pretty heavily laden with eggs, and we're going to be leaving for Hoona, Angoon, and Cake.
That's Steve Demert, owner and captain of the Julia K. Over the past 3 days, he's been delivering eggs to those outlying communities. He says it's a native tradition to share the resource, but it's also one that he inherited when he bought the Julia K.
And it's a tradition that this boat that I bought last year had done for many years in Sitka as the Alice H. with Sonny Enlow. So I'm kind of carrying Sonny's tradition on here in town and happy to do it, proud to do it, and happy to provide eggs for the community for those that can't go out and get their own.
Demert says this is the first year that they've had actual weights and not just guesstimates of how many eggs they've gathered and given out at the dock. But he says scores of people showed up over the weekend to take home buckets, boxes, and truck bed loads of herring eggs.
The actual weights are significantly less than the guesstimates of the previous years. But nonetheless, we provided over 12,000 pounds at the dock for the last 2 days. And we've got 13,000 pounds in the fish hold right now.
Demert says people from as far away as St. Mary's Island and Kasiloff on the Seward Peninsula have requested eggs, and many have been shipped out all over the state.
People that are helping us and the people that we've provided for on the dock are saying that the stuff this year is just incredible. Numerous people have called it gold. It's thick. It's very evenly distributed.
And Demert says it's fairly easy to access, but harvesting herring eggs is a lot of work.
Get the trees off the beach and get them into the water, and you know, it's a kind of a guessing game on where you want to put them out there and hope that you put them in a good place where the herring are going to spawn thick. And we moved a few of our sets. We started with 80 trees, and unfortunately we lost a couple to weather and we lost a few to theft. And
this particular effort is mainly volunteer. Demert donates his time in the boat, and one processor in town has donated fuel. He says there are a lot of factors which contribute to how many eggs are harvested from year to year.
It's nature we're dealing with. You know, some years the locals can go out and have access to it. If the weather's bad, then it's tougher for them. They have situations. Last year the price of gas was sky high. I didn't see very many people out running around in their skiffs last year. Price of gas is less than half this year. There's dozens and dozens of people out there running around in their skiffs this year.
The Saner Tracy C. has taken over for the Julia K. at Eliason Harbor and is still providing eggs on hemlock branches to anyone who wants to go down to the work float and pick them up.